Well, the hours you were working, if it's a residential neighborhood, unless you had a view of houses that you could see inside the windows, you wouldn't see much anyway.
Okay, let's go with that.
So you're just sitting there all night watching panels and making sure that the numbers came up right?
No, I was watching the guys for 51st Street at 9th Avenue in a manhole splicing into a cable. I was watching their splices to make sure that all their splices were clean, good, and within spec.
Well, you didn't actually see them. You were in the computer room, so you saw the result of their splices. So you had to see some sort of panel.
Yeah, I was plugged in with my test equipment into a fiber optic patch panel, and I was observing their splicing of the cable about 3,000 feet away from me. And then once they did that, and that piece of the cable, then they had to join it to a whole nother backbone, which was going all the way down to 111 8th Avenue. And then once they joined it up to 111 8th Avenue, the guy who was sitting down at 111 8th Avenue in a similar computer room in front of a similar panel with the same piece of equipment as I had, we were going to test between us to make sure that the pathway was lossless and had fallen within the correct amount of spec.
Makes sense. So, doesn't sound like a very exciting job, but somebody's got to do it. Might as well get paid for you.
There's very little excitement in that part of it. The testing is very little excitement. So you have to find your excitement where you can, like peering out of windows, bringing music with you, doing drugs, whatever.
Okay. I saw a good movie Saturday afternoon. The Martian. You might like it.
Yes. It looks like it would be a entertaining movie. Matt Damon always tends to entertain. As a matter of fact, last evening there was nothing on TV, so instead of watching the continuing episodes of Fear of the Walking Dead, we opted for a HBO on-demand movie, and we watched that old Matt Damon movie with him and DiCaprio and Nicholson called The Departed. So that was a interesting watch. Always a lot of fun watching blood and guts all over the place.
Yes, there are some movies that you go into, you expect to see lots of blood on the screen.
Not so much with The Martian. It was more cerebral blood.
Oh, this isn't a slasher or a monster film. The trailer says it all. The guy gets left behind, and he's got to survive until a rescue mission can be mounted. That's basically the movie, but how he does it, I'm not going to tell you, because this was that would spoil the movie for you.
It's a human will to survive genre movie. You know, like the guy who was, hiking and he fell in the rocks and he had to cut off his hand or something. Like the will to survive, that kind of a thing.
Yeah, you could say it's in that genre. He did a pretty good job. There was a little bit of blood at the beginning of the movie, but other than that, not too bad.
There's like this formula that you use, this mathematical formula that predicts the have a successful, like, you know, one part this, part that, two parts this, three parts that, and of course, always have to have a dash of blood.
Yes, nowadays, it seems that 99% of the successful movies has to have a at least one part of gratuitous sexual contact. This one didn't have that, but he was alone on Mars.
We're not going to talk what his gratuitous sexual contact was, because it's obvious that you and I both know. But, nonetheless, yes, it's like a recipe. You know, it's like you're, wow. It's like you're baking a cake, and you have to turn around and come up with the right recipe, or else the cake falls flat.
Yep. Anyway, it's a good movie. You will enjoy it. What prompted the wow before?
Left lane between the Cross Island and the Clearview. Two guys must have gotten into it, and it just stopped dead in the left lane. So all of a sudden, everything came to like a screeching halt, and I do mean screeching.
Must have happened in between us, because they weren't there when I said. I'm in the usual slowdown area by the railroad trestle now.
There was something on the news. Something on the news about westbound delay on the LIE. I guess it's been cleared, because I think I remembered her saying something about Woodhaven Boulevard.
Well, I'm moving at 35, and I'm almost at the end of the Gaga, but I'm on the main road.
And whatever it is, you got through it, or it's been cleared long ago?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what the BQE is like, but if you decide to come this route, so far you're okay.
I'll stick with my tried and true so far. It's less subject to change.
Okay. Custiso is usually a question mark.
You go that way, it can take you anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour and a half, depending upon what goes on with traffic. I go the other way, I know it's, you know, 50 minutes. 50 minutes, as long as I don't have any major delays along the Grand Central getting to the Jackie Robinson, then it's less stressful.
Okay. Sounds like a deal. You don't want to spot the stress levels this morning.
No stress on a Monday morning. Definitely not. So hopefully I'll come home and find cupperized concrete and all sorts of other nonsense, and be very pleased with what I see. We went out yesterday and hit a couple of mason yards, because we're figuring that to finish the whole project off, we're going to do one of those little retaining walls around the planter area. So I got an idea what the material cost is, and then I'll run it by him and see what he wants to pick up the materials and have one of his guys or two of his guys build it all up for us, so that it'll be done, and it'll look awesome, because she figured out exactly what she wanted to do, and we'll just run it like that, make it all perfectly finished.
Well, oh, that's two of them. Wonder what they're doing. Someone's escorting someone running by me by Van Damme Street.
Well, I am entering the trench. 2PP and Mobile, by the way.
N2ZEP Mobile. At Greenpoint. Oh, something's doing up ahead. I got a lot of flashing lights ahead of me.
That doesn't sound good. They must have something going on at the entrance to the tunnel.
Yeah, it's right by the Van Damme Street exit there. Flashing lights all over the place. Oh, police coming in from the service road. They're coming all over. Something's going over here.
Oh no. They're going to shut down the tunnel.
No, I don't think it's a tunnel. They're too far from it. Something's happened at Van Damme.
What are you in, like, dead stop traffic now? Are you over there watching and waiting at Jean-Claude Van Damme Street?
Yeah. My speedometer's in zero.
Not good. That's not good at all. So that would have been affecting me had I gone that way by now, because I'm sure it's all backed up behind you.
Probably starting.
Oh, well, I am on the Jackie R. I'm just brutally pedaling.
The only lane that isn't affected is the HOV.
HOV, you know me. N2PP on mobile.
N2ZEP mobile. Slowly inching my way up to whatever this is.
Slowly you drive. Inch by inch. Millimeter by millimeter. Susquehanna Street.
Oh, I'm getting closer, and I see the highway patrol with their lights up in the air. It seems to be merging to the left.
Your lights up in the air like you just don't care. Hi.
Whatever this is, they better get it cleared fast, because it's just the start of rush hour. Got past it. The only thing I saw was a motorcycle, fire department, police, ambulance. So I have a feeling a cyclist got hit.
Notice anything about the cycle or the cyclist? You were just moving by, trying to get out of the way and not looking or thinking.
Cycle was up on its wheels at this point, but there's no one on it.
Okay, well, hope the guy didn't get hurt. Just don't get hurt. It ain't worth it.
Steve, go down to the rat's mouth.
No, he's still up here. He didn't go down this weekend.
Because he should be on right now.
Yeah, any minute now, it'll pop his big, large cranium in here. Oh, so I didn't see you. So when I went to retrieve the mailbox from where it was sitting to the, you know, to the side of my door, behind a whole bunch of stuff, almost on the ground, because I had to take it off the post. And when I sat mailing it. Apparently my mail carrier managed to make it up to where the mailbox used to be, saw that the mailbox wasn't there, I guess scanned around, saw it sitting on the ground, and put mail in it. And I found a bill from some guy that I know who sticks his fingers in other people's mouths.
Oh, I didn't know I mailed anything. I'm at the tunnel, so 7-3, and Tuesday be clear.
It's good. look, you know, we got to make it look like it's supposed to look, not just like, you know, stamped concrete.
I don't know too many landing strips that look like Arizona sandstone. That's why I'm asking you. My IQ is not as high.
Keep flushed. Keep the and you'll see exactly what that landing strip is going to look like. Finishing up the finishing details. I was telling Gary is sheet on and the project plan. Has decided that to finish off the planter box rather than us do it ourselves, that we will engage said contractor to put in a 2.5 horsepower, 12-inch little retaining wall with the rough face stone and stuff on it in the color choices that she has chosen. So we just want to get him to give us a price, since I already have an idea of what the material prices are.
Okay. One less headache you got to deal with.
One less bell to answer. One less egg to fry.
Exactly, that'll is the code. This gave it to me. Well, it's everybody else. I thought I heard you running into some OT work on Friday night in that horrible, terrible, trippy day.
Well, the pictures from the harbor that you scored.
So you braved the elements coming back, and then you 2 hours later you were out for a 3-hour tour?
And then I turned around next hours of overtime. We were all done. But wanted to get under the disco ball in the dark, quiet part of the bar, so we left and went across the street to a place called Jazz. And had a couple of and then called.
Okay, where are you, by the way? You're down in the side streets?
It's my noise.
Yeah, noisier than usual. But, you know, I'm reading in between the lines. I'm a professional amateur radio operator with a low IQ. I can still hear you.
I'm in the other car. I'm in the Toyota. And this car doesn't have as out of the top vengeance.
Yeah, it's noticeable. I think that car might be a little lower also.
You know, lower. Plus it's a different antenna, different everything. And like I said, I think this radio is a 25-watt radio.
All right, I'm just coming to the crest of Spinney Hill, which was like a river the other day.
All right.
Had a decent weekend. I had my daughter here. We went clothes shopping on Saturday, and, you know, it wasn't too bad. It was a good shopping day. I mean, it was overcast. It wasn't a nice day. It was overcast. It just kind of drizzly and misty out east. We went out to Tanger. But it was much windier out there than by the house. So we had some fun out there with that. It was too trippy for any kind of apple-ish picking or pumpkin picking afterwards, so we had to roll our way back in. And yesterday we, like everybody else, watched the Jet game in the morning. And then we went over to there was a car show at the Americana that Howie puts on WF2Q. It was pretty cool.
So the pictures from Northport Hall.
Yeah, what a mess. A lot of boats got ripped from the moorings and tossed up onto the beaches, so.
I don't understand.
top of the harbor. They usually ganged up over there, about six or eight of them, and they broke loose. And they came crashing down to the bottom of the harbor. Luckily, they only hit the Hempstead Park fishing pier, as well as one or two of the channel markers, you know, the ones that were had the lights on them. And then the beach kind of stopped them up down by the fishing pier. But it was, you know, that's a lot of metal flowing down on top of you. So it basically rips everything up in its path.
I'm a little closer to the Brooklyn border. No, I said the border was pictured. So, nobody's going to go to the beach. All the roads broke in the morning.
I didn't see any mooring ropes on anything. It looked like they were, like, just, like, I guess what you're saying, they just broke free.
So look at the pictures closely, and you'll see a lot of the boats, the bow lines are hanging off the boat because they snapped someplace between the bow bit and the mooring. The thing I was saying, the look was that the boatyard said that the launch was running from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. all weekend long. Get out there and make sure your mooring lines are secure. They just posted. They knew it was coming, and these people just ignored the boats. They just said, my boat will be fine.
Yep. Well, now I guess they'll spend the week refloating it, if it can be refloated.
Most of them looks like they could be, you know, pulled back off and reflux. Nothing looks like it was broken or destroyed. Even the boat didn't look like the keel got damaged. It looked like it laid down. But even so, it's a monumental task getting all that stuff back into the water.
It depends how they landed and how much they were bouncing off the bottom before they keeled over. That kid gets driven up into the hull. I've seen a few run agrounders that drove the keel up into the hull, and you know, doesn't like break off totally, but it separates. You can see it cracked.
Salvaged, and maybe some real cheap for sale up there.
I saw some nice props.
I was listening to some of the Bravo drops. Oh my god, those are some expensive ass propellers. And to be
like, yeah, right. Well, from a little bit I heard, there was a little bit of drama during the weekend, but I'm not really sure what it was about. But a saber rattling sounded like to me.
I do remember that there was an uncalled for communication for someone who might be listening to go someplace else. But you know what? Just to show you, you can't fuck questions, and you can't understand words. And I get more excited to be a politician because politicians, you know, they're trying to, you know, further their own agendas. That's what politicians are all about, right?
Exactly. They have an agenda, and there's no deviation from it at all. Everything else is, you know, fodder.
Not exactly for.
Yeah, that too. Very. What else do I have for you? That's pretty much it. Have any kind of damage, not even water in the basement, but so that was good. I didn't get to use my stuff because it was too wet outside, so yeah, I get to play with that this week, one of the higher days, you know, just to warm up a little bit. And I checked on Friday for fuelish oil, 177. It was going to do it this week, because I had to run the, I don't know about you, I had to run the boiler on Friday night, Saturday. I had it on. It was a little chilly in the house when I came home. You know, it was that raw Friday, like 52 in the house. So I said, all right, let's fire it up. No problems.
Did I not make it in?
No, I heard nothing.
Oh, I guess I was in a little dead spot. Helicopters hovering over here. Must be something going. There's helicopters hovering. I can't tell if they're hovering over the BQE, over like metropolitan evidence, or the district, like maybe over the city. But I am headed west. Gonna look an old and exciting message today. And again,
is that today and tomorrow?
Today and tomorrow, suspended.
Yeah, that's what I was telling the peeps at the hospital going that don't know anything. Just for going home only. Alright. Doesn't really help me. We just have garbage. It's a little different. It's not alternate site.
Oh well, garbage trucks have to do their thing. But that's also part of the original how the garbage trucks do their things, as well as the street sweepers.
Over here they have those community driveways, I guess you could call them. Each house has a full garage behind it, and it's accessed through it's not a street, it's like a common driveway. And that's where the garbage is picked up. So the trucks can't make the turn, so they block off the end spots so they can make their turn without hitting anything. Where I think in the old days, they just used to make the turn and run right over the cars.
That was when they didn't care, and you had no recourse, you couldn't collect from the city, and things would get tied up in litigation for God knows how long. So yeah, that was the old days. Now everybody with their security cameras, cell phone cameras, and everything else, they can't get away with it anymore.
Not to mention everybody's looking to sue everybody for whatever they get pissed off.
Alright, what do we got? Oh, I got a spot here. Should I try a little further up? Or should I just... I actually got three spots here. Ooh, let's see what we got over here. Two spots, three spots. Wow, this is like a plethora of parking.
Always a good thing. I'm not there yet. I'm slowly approaching 188th Street.
I guess I'm gonna back down the block and go back to those other spots.
Sorry, I was waiting for one of the world's longest lights. I almost posed up.
Yeah, no problem. Alright, just about where I gotta be to pull into this spot over here. Like a glove, and to begin in my parking spot.
Yeah, Rain, I'm making the turn on the road to Utopia Parkway.
Nice. Very good, very good. So I did a little straightening up, cleaning up around the yard. I put a hose up front in case contractor needs to wash things down before he colorizes. Let's see. Made a temporary folder for my mailbox. Put my old mailbox post and trimmed it down a touch and stuck it inside of a 5-gallon Poland Spring water jug filled with concrete. So at least I could have a freestanding mailbox for the time being. And what else? Got the lights working, did a few other little doohickeys and things, and I'll continue moving along with the project.
landing lights you're talking about, right?
The obstruction lights, yeah. The taxiway lighting is all done. It's the obstruction lights I had to take care of, you know, make sure that, you know, when you're coming in, your wingtips don't touch anything that might deck them.
Do those things blink alternately, or they just stay on all the time?
Obstruction lights are continuous burn. Unless it's like a top of a building or top of a antenna structure or anything like that, you know, those blink.
Because my obstruction lights on the at the facility are on all the time. Those are for those LaGuardia planes to see what's going on. They'll land right on the 8th floor.
Well, they'll clip the building either way.
Yeah, when you're up there changing them, it looks like they can almost touch it. Oh, man. I got one of the drivers of the dead in front of me.
Seer of the drop dead?
Telling you, I don't understand, you know. I mean, you're up this early. I understand you might be a little woozy, but do you have to drive like 10 miles an hour?
Carmine just pulled up next to me. Carmine is a good guy. He's a good guy. He's a friend.
Carmine?
Carmine. He just pulled up next to me. Gave each other the symbol, you know, the nod.
He brings a nice fresh sandwich to work?
Oh, I don't know about a sandwich, but he brings some things to the table when he comes.
I thought that was Jimmy I just passed. Jimmy from JJ's. Well, I didn't go there this weekend, obviously, because I had my daughter, so we'll see what lies ahead for next Friday.
That's always a plan.
Yeah, right. Across Casino Boulevard, and I will be on the hunt with Montero Angels. Got bogged down with this guy in front of me. Momentarily.
Friday night, the splice crew was set up right on 9th Avenue, right out in front of the Atlas Social Club.
What are you talking about?
Went back in for my double on Friday night. They were set up, the splice crew was set up at a manhole right outside of the Atlas Social Club.
Like I said, what are you talking about?
The Atlas Social Club was quite an interesting place. Because once we was all done, and I came back up from the hub, which was on 61st Street in the west side behind Lincoln Center, I came to meet them on 51st and 9th to see if they needed a hand closing up the manhole or anything like that. Everybody got all cleaned up after everything was cleaned up, picked up, and closed up. And we said, let's get a celebratory cold barley soup. So I said, let's go right in over here. And everybody was like, yeah, okay, no problem. We walk in there, there's two guys making out at the bar. The place is dead. There's a guy at the door, I guess, checking IDs, you know, making sure nobody underage comes in. There's this long, dark back part of the room with a disco ball hanging over it. And there's music playing, and I'm looking at everybody, and I'm going, I said, if you two guys want to go dance, that's fine. I says, I'll sit here at the bar and have a drink. And he's like, no, that's all right. So we went around the corner. There was another place called Jasper's. And we went in there and sat for a few minutes, got the dust out of our throats, and then headed home.
Great. You were looking for your chaps.
No. Wasn't looking for my chaps, but hey, what the heck, you know? Sure that their beer is just as cold as everybody else's beer, right?
All right, I'm on the hunt, and I think I just got flipped out. I had like two spots already. That's like not a way to kick it off. And I know that this whole bar jam just pulled out of the spot, but I didn't see him on the other street. I gotta loop around.
Go do that, and I'll chat with you later. EB2NQN was the N2 PPN Mobile.
All right, have a good day. KB2GAN, QN Mobile.
Welcome to the W2VL repeater.